The Stories of Tenali Ramakrishna. The Sunrise. Garlapati Tenali Ramakrishna, popularly known as Tenali Raman, was a simple Brahmin who lived during the early 16th century and hailed from Tumluru village near the coastal town of Tenali in Guntur district of present-day Andhra Pradesh. Tenali Raman later became one of the eight poets called the Ashtadiggajas, which means eight strong pillars of the royal court, the Bhuvana Vijayam of the famed emperor of Vijayanagar, Tulva Sri Krishna Devaraya, where he earned himself the titles of Vikata Kavi, Gesture Poet or Strange Poet, Kumar Bharati and Andhra Paris. Tenali Raman lost his father at a tender age. He grew up as a carefree and a vagabond child. From morning till night, he remained in the company of mischievous village boys. An easygoing kid, he always found excuses to dodge studies or avoid helping his poor mother. One day, Tenali Raman met a sage who advised him to pray goddess Kali. Accordingly, Tenali went to the old Kali temple of the village and respectfully chanted the mantra taught by the sage. As soon as he completed the recitation of the holy mantra a lakh times, goddess Kali appeared before him. Goddess Kali had 1,000 faces and she looked terrifying. But Tenali was not scared by her fearsome appearance. On seeing the goddess, Tenali touched her feet and then burst into laughter. This act of Tenali aroused Kalika Devi's curiosity. She ordered him to explain what made him laugh. "Forgive me for laughing, Divine Mother, but a funny thought came right into my mind the moment I saw you. I have a great trouble in managing my one nose with two hands when I catch a cold and my nose runs. I wondered what would you do with your 1,000 noses and just two hands if you catch a cold and all your 1,000 noses ran. This thought made me laugh. But please, do forgive me, Mother, if I have been impudent." Tenali replied and, saying so, fell at her feet. "It would be very funny," the goddess agreed with a smile. "You are bright and witty. I bless you with the fine gift of making people laugh. You shall be called a Vikata Kavi or the jesting poet, will attain fame. A good word which can be read both ways. Vikata Kavi." Tenali exclaimed, "But Divine Mother, it won't really give me anything." The goddess nodded. "I'll grant you another boon. Here are two cups. The golden cup in my right hand has the milk of learning and the silver cup in my left hand has the curd of wealth. Choose whichever cup you want," the goddess said. "I must have both the cups because one won't be of any use to me without the other," Tenali thought to himself. He scratched his head as if he was puzzled. "Oh, Mother, how can I choose without tasting each cup?" he asked. "That's true," the goddess agreed and held out her both hands. In a flash, Tenali drank the content of both the cups. The goddess was angry when she found that Tenali had tricked her. "I am sorry, Mother," Tenali said humbly, "but I had to have both cups because What is the use of mere learning to me without the comfort of wealth? What you said is fair, but your wit and prosperity will win you both friends and enemies. So, be careful in future. The goddess Kali blessed Tenali and vanished. So, Tenali mastered everything and became famous as a great humorist, an impressive poet, and a great scholar of several languages that included Sanskrit, Telugu, Marathi, Tamil, and Kannada. Soon, Tenali Raman became well aware that if he has to make progress in life, he had to move out of Tenali and go to Hampi, the commercial capital of Vijayanagara Empire. Tenali was also aware that King Raya was a great patron of arts and learning. Once, Tathacharya, the Rajguru, the royal priest and teacher, came to stay at Sringeri, a short distance from Tenali. Tenali took a collection of his selected poems and went to see the Rajguru. Tenali recited a few of his poems before him, which impressed the Rajguru. The Rajguru invited Tenali to the royal court. To grab the opportune moment, Raman sold all his possessions in Tenali and went to Vijayanagara with his wife Agarya, his younger brother Tenali Annaya, and baby son and his old mother. The Rajguru obviously did not recognize him. Raman reminded him of his promise but was given a royal brush off and deprived of his chance of either meeting the emperor or enter the royal court. But Tenali, with a boon from the goddess Kali, managed to meet the emperor with his perseverance and grit and showed his talent to make a place in the king's court. From there on, he reached the pinnacle of success. Tenali started his journey from rags and went ahead to accumulate riches. Sure enough, he completed it from childhood to adulthood and from the innocent village boy to an Astadigaja, and proved that success is the old ABC, ability, breaks and courage. Life lessons. Honesty is the best policy, and you must communicate what you honestly feel without causing resentment. If you communicate with sincerity, honesty and empathy, to achieve success in any field, you need to develop the ability to grab the right opportunities, think fast and take quick decisions. The pursuit of learning is important, but not enough. You have to support it with perseverance and persistence to achieve your goals. Vidya dati vinayam. Knowledge makes one humble. End of the day. Bye. Hi, this is Nandini and I'm here to narrate you very good, motivating and witty stories of Tenali Raman. Do listen to my podcast and have fun.